If you saw a teenager walking down the street wearing a neon T-shirt with the phrase "Suck on this" printed across the chest, your mind might not automatically think that they're trying to spread a message to other teens saying stay away from tobacco. But they are. The teens are taking place in an anti-smoking public awareness campaign from the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. Mie Arumori is the program manager with the Physical Activity, Nutrition, and Tobacco Program at the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. Thanks so much for joining us, Mie.
Oh, thank you, Ross.
How did you choose Suck on It as your anti-smoking slogan?
So that slogan was developed with a lot of feedback from youth and along with a collaboration that we have with a local ad agency to develop a message that would really reach out to young people.
Why did the young people like it?
Well, young people, you know, that's the language that they use, whether we, you know, like it or not. It's something that resonates with them. It gets their attention. It's definitely gotten a lot of people's attention out there.
It has. On your Facebook page, not all of it positive. One of the comments reads, bad choice, bad campaign, wrong message, bad example. Someone should have vetted this more closely. Is the reaction to this campaign causing you to rethink it at all?
No. If anything, the reaction is exactly kind of not exactly what we wanted, but we wanted people to start talking about this topic. Tobacco hasn't been one of the most highly discussed subjects, and so to get people talking about tobacco use and especially about youth tobacco use is something that's really important to us. It's getting young people to talk about it with their parents. It's getting adults talking about it with their youth or with youth that they know.
I should mention that on our Facebook page, we put this up to ask what people thought of it. Nathan wrote, I think lung and throat cancer are too risque. This is a good ad campaign as it gets kids talking. But we know that it's very tricky to try to change behavior, particularly among young people. A long time ago, there used to be ads trying to discourage kids from using drugs, and they would say, this is your mind, and they'd show you an egg, and then they'd show the egg in a frying pan. This is your mind on drugs. But later research showed that even though it was kind of clever, it didn't really convey the message. How do you know this is going to work?
Well, we don't know for sure, but we definitely want to get the conversation started. One of the things that we've heard and when we've been promoting this campaign is that most of the youth and adults aren't aware of the impacts of the alternative tobacco products, which is what this campaign is really targeting. Most people have gotten the message about tobacco use or cigarette use. They don't consider that using a hookah, smoking a cigar occasionally, or chewing on tobacco are dangerous products, and that's not true. And so we want to be able to educate young people. We want them to be able to make informed choices when they do make decisions about whether or not they're going to use a tobacco product.
Boy, how do you measure the success of this campaign? There's lots of factors that go into teen smoking. How do you figure out whether this facet of the campaign works or not?
So what we are looking at is our social media campaign, how many likes that we're getting, how many youth are viewing the pages, what kind of media coverage we're getting. So it's great that you're doing this story. We're looking at the traditional data, which is our healthy youth survey data, which looks at the rates of tobacco, cigarettes, alternative tobacco product use for youth in the state of Washington, and that includes our youth here in Pierce County.
Hey, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Oh, thank you, Ross.
Mie Arumori, Program Manager with the Physical Activity, Nutrition, and Tobacco Program at Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. Their new anti-smoking, anti-tobacco campaign is called Suck on This.